Moving on to the next verse of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama. It's a new verse and a new theme, as you will hear from hearing the verse. Chatur Murtish Chatur Bahush Chatur Vyuhas Chatur Gatihi Chatur Atma Chatur Bhavas Chatur Veda Vide Kapat. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names in this verse, of which 7 begin with the word chatur, which means 4. And the last one begins with eka, which means 1. So we can say this is the Lord of Fours. There is the name that comes up in the Bhagavatam, Triadhish, the Lord of Threes. He's the Lord of the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. He's the Lord of the three worlds, Bhur, Bhuva, Swa. He's the Lord of the three modes of material nature, and so on. And we can say he's the Lord of 4, he's the Lord of 5, he's the Lord of 6. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made an Onkaboli, means in Shastra, what is 1, what is 2, what is 3, just like that. There are 3 modes of material nature. There are 4 forms in the chatur, vyuha, and like that. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 months with names of Vishnu, and 12 places for marking tilak with the names of Vishnu, and so on like that. Although, as far as I know, there is no, at least well-known name in Shastra for the Lord, meaning the Lord of all fours. Anyway, the first name here is Chaturmurti, and like several of the other names in this verse, this is name 771, by the way, in the recension or the commentary, following the commentary of Sri Parasha Bhatta. Several of the names, they have quite technical explanations which are not given in depth, and I may repeat some of the things without fully understanding them myself, and you would probably have to go deeply into the teachings of the various sampradayas, the Sri Vaishnava sampradaya, the Madhva sampradaya, and there's some things from the Mayavada sampradaya also. You'd have to go deeply in their teachings to understand the implications of it. So thank you to all of you for your patience in listening to these somewhat detailed explanations in Vishnu Sahasranam, and I hope we can all stay on board for hearing about the Lord of the Fours, Chatur Murti. Some of these names, they're fairly straightforward what they mean. Chatur Bahu, which is the same as Chatur Bhuj, has 4 hands. Chatur Veda Vit, that's pretty clear to understand. But Chatur Murti, some of the others, Chatur Vyuha, especially Chatur Gatihi, Chatur Bhava, it's very open what the meaning could mean. It's open to interpretation. Of course, the Supreme Lord fits all the genuine interpretations, but from our standpoint not ours, but the commentators, they come to this, to the Vishnu Sahasranam, and they see, this is the name, what does it mean? And then they meditate on, with their vast knowledge of Shastra, and they bring out different meanings. The Chaturmurti is one of those that could be explained in various, all the names can be explained in various ways, but Both the word chatur, meaning four, and murti are both well-known words. They're not uncommon words, but what is exactly meant by four forms? That could be open to interpretation. The obvious one that comes to mind is that of the chatur vyuha, the four forms, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Of course, that comes up after just two names. And the commentators, they generally want to show how the Vishnu Sahasranam, there's no redundancy. Each name has its own unique meaning. So then we'll have to look for something else. Parashara Bhatta, he first of all invokes and says, yeah, that's obviously that reminds us of that, the Chatur Vyuha, which I won't get into much now because it's coming up to explain that. Now, one very important point in considering the Chatur Vyuha is that the Sri Vaishnava and Madhvas also, they say Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha expand from Narayana. And even Krishna expands from Narayana. So we have a different outlook in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, that the two-handed form comes first. The Sri Vaishnava commentators here point out that even Krishna had four hands when he appeared in this world. And although we don't like to talk very much about his disappearance, Leela, he also disappeared with four hands. And from time to time, he also manifested four hands during his Krishna pastimes, which will be taken up in the discussion of the next verse. So the devotees who stress on the Lord's opulence, they see Narayan as the ultimate form. And we in the Gaudiya Sampradaya who see sweetness, beauty, and love as the main qualification or the main characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see an intimacy, see the two-handed form as being supreme. Now, several years ago, one of my disciples, here in Tamil Nadu, told me he'd met the Jiya, the spiritual leader of one temple in South Tamil Nadu. I can't remember the name of the place or the Jiya, but I do remember meeting him quite a few years ago. And he was very happy to meet us. And he was very happy when I quoted some verses from Sri Yamuna Acharya Stotra Ratna, which is from the Sri Sampradaya, but the verses are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not at this meeting with him, but at a meeting with another disciple of mine after that, this Jiya, that means a sannyasi leader, told him that, actually, your Prabhupada is right. Krishna is the supreme form because Ranganath has two arms. It means he's reading Srila Prabhupada's books. We want that the important spiritual leaders all over the world, not only in India, read Srila Prabhupada's books, and then they can understand what a great job Srila Prabhupada has done. They have spiritual depth, and how Srila Prabhupada has so clearly presented the science of God in a manner suitable for modern man. Commentary of This should be Parashrabhata still. It's not clear from the digest of it. Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, four forms of the Supreme Lord. So they're the same Supreme Lord in different forms, four forms. Now I was saying we're going to get into some technical stuff. This, what I'm going to read now, is from a Madhva Sampradaya commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam. And this, these kind of descriptions will come again and again in this discussion of the Chaturmurti, Chaturbahus, Chaturvyuha, Chaturgati, all that. So anyway, they say he is the four forms. One is Vishva, who is the controlling of the Vishva means, well, that's the very first name of Vishnu Sahasranam, isn't it? Vishva, which generally means the universe. Vishva, but here it means the controller of the awakenings, of the awakened state, Jagrata. So awakened state here means physically awake, not spiritual enlightenment. Although sometimes it can be used like that also. Then number two in this list, Taijasa, controller of the dream state, Swapna. So there are four levels of consciousness. And he's the controller of all of them in various forms. Prana is the form of prana. He is the controller of the deep dreamless state, sleep state, Sushupti. And Turiya, he is the controller, as they put it, of the Mukta Jivas in heaven. That means in Vaikuntha. Shankara, Shankaracharya, refers to the Supreme Lord's four forms as Virat, Sutratman, Avyakrita, and Turiya. Virat here means gross, manifested, grossly manifested. Sutratman means subtly manifested. Avyakrita, the translation here is given uncompounded. It means unchanging. And Turiya, transcendent. Shankara, we have to be a little careful dealing with his interpretations, because it'll definitely be understood by his followers in an impersonalistic way. Although we can extract from it a personalistic understanding. Radha Krishna Shastri, another commentator who seems to me, who exactly he is and what sampradaya he's in, I don't know, but it seems to me that he's an Advaitin. I'm beginning to get that idea from some of his comments. So he explains these names, that in the first one, Vishva, in the Virat, in the process of creation, the first tattva, which we can say here is, I was going to say manifestation, but it's avyakta, which means non-manifested. So the first state, we could say, the first state, the first condition is avyakta, and that is Mula Prakriti before it started evolving. So this is all very technical, and there are similar descriptions in the second canto of Bhagavatam, the third canto of Bhagavatam, and elsewhere throughout the Puranas and the Vedic literature. And Suhotra Swami used to understand it, it seems, but it does require a lot of research, reading again and again, and applying one's mind, Shravan Manan Nididhyasana, to understand all these things. Then second one, Radha Krishna Shastri says, Virat refers to the sthula, the gross form of the or the manifest form of the Mula Prakriti. It's manifest, but it's inactive. And for that, Bhagavan himself has to enter as Antaryami, the indweller, to make it functional, which again is reminding of Purusha Sukta. Sudratman refers to the prana, the life force. Wherever there is life, there is prana. Prana has various meanings, the life breath, or the air within the body that gives life. And it's a subtle energy that is, it's not exactly life, which means the Atma, but the consciousness of the Atma, but it is the force which keeps a living being alive in the material world. It's the prana is that which, if it's there, then there's life. And then when it goes, then the life goes. So prana means it's often equated with life itself. Radha Krishna pranamo. Radha and Krishna are my life. So Sudratman refers to the prana shakti, and Radha Krishna Shastri refers to this form as Hiranyagarbha, in which the Supreme Lord manifests himself subtly. He subtly manifests in our mind, buddhi, and manas, which are translated as intelligence and mind. So the intelligence and mind cannot work without the prana. It's also one of the names of the Supreme Lord. Look in Vishnu Sahasranama. Then the Turiya state is one beyond all of these three stages and is called Parama Purush, Purushottam, in which everything is contained in him, everything exists in him. This is during the state of Mahapralayam, when all the jivas are resting in him. Then again, in another way, he also describes the term, Radha Krishna Shastri also describes the term Vishva Taijasa Pragya, and he gives that meaning of Pragya. Oh, it's Pragya, it's not Pran, it's so small. I couldn't read it, I'm just blowing it up. Oh, well, that makes a lot of difference. But it's a bit confusing because in one case they say Pran, another case they say Pragya. Here it's Pragya. Pragya, in this case, the word Pragya or Pragya, the name of the Supreme Lord, has various meanings in various contexts. It's often translated as wisdom. It can be consciousness. Stitta Pragyasya Kabhash. We have the state of, we have in Bhagavad Gita, the state of someone who's situated in higher knowledge, realized knowledge. There are various meanings of the word according to context and according to the commentators, but that's another way of understanding what, this is really deep Vedantic discussion, Vedanta Sutras, how there's a whole discussion, how in deep sleep, because there's the question of consciousness and the Atma. So the question comes, what happens in deep sleep when you don't appear to have any consciousness? And different commentators, they say, well, you do have consciousness. because when you wake up, you think, oh, I slept very deeply. So it was a deep consciousness, or there was a consciousness, I slept very deeply, although at the time you may not have been directly conscious of it. But what the consciousness remains in the state, which here Radha Krishna Shastri calls this pragya, the underlying consciousness that always continues, even in the state of deep sleep. So he says in the microcosm, they're called Vishva, Tejasa, Pragya, and Turiya. And in the macrocosm, they're called Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, and Paramatma. And then again he goes on, that the body has three aspects to it. Stool, sukshma, and karana. Stool means the gross body, muscles, bones, fat, blood, etc., composed of bhumirapa, nalo, vayu, kung, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Then the other aspect is the subtle aspect, the subtle body of mind, intelligence, false ego. And here, the Radha Krishna Shastri includes the pran also, as part of the sukshma sharira, subtle body. Then the karana sharira. This, he says, is another aspect of the body, and that is the memories acquired from previous births, which we have so many. There are memories from previous birth which give rise to vasanas or deep-rooted general desires. An example of this is how is it that a child on being born and immediately knows to suck the breast of the mother, will cry and knows to suck the breast. Well, generally we give the example or the understanding that being impelled by Paramatma to do so. But another explanation being given here is that you've already done it so many times, that memory is there. And then when so there are three aspects of the body, but when one realizes the truth and understands I have nothing to do with this material condition, then he's in the Turiya state, the fourth level, transcendental state. Then another understanding of Chaturmurti we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Garga Muni told Nanda Maharaj, Varnastraya Kilasya San Ghrnato Nu Yugang Tanu Hu Shuklo Raktas Tata Pita Shuklo Raktas Tata Pita Idaning Krishna Tangataha. Your son, Krishna, Garga Muni says to Nanda Maharaj, Idanim Krishnatam, now he's black. Your son, he's referring to Krishna because he was naming two sons, Balaram and Krishna. So referring to Krishna, he appears in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow, and now he has appeared in a blackish color. So there we have four avatars for four yugas, the four yuga avatars. And Krishna is the avatari, the source of all avatars, but when he appears in one day of Brahma, out of 1,000 cycles, of time, of four yugas, he takes the role of the yuga avatar that merges in him, and he comes as Black Krishna. Then Krishna Datta Bharadvaj states that he has four forms in four different places. Sri Vaikuntha, Satyaloka, four forms means one form in each place. In Vaikuntha, Satyaloka, Shvetadvip, and Kshirabdi, the milk ocean. Of course, in Vaikuntha, he has many forms. And he has many forms in Satyaloka, in various levels of the universe, as we learn from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So exactly why he has... exactly why these four are selected, I don't know. It would require some research. But there is a quote from Shastra, although the reference isn't given, or is it Krishna Datta Bharadvaj is writing himself? He states, Vaikunte Pratama Murti Satya Loke Tata Para Shvetadvipe Tritiya Cha Chaturti Kshira Sagare. Which is in Sanskrit what I just said in English. Sri Balade Vidya Bhushan, our most respected and worshipable Gaudiya commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam. Not that we have any disdain by any means for any of the other commentators. We worship the lotus feet of all of them. So Balde Vidya Bhushan says that Chaturmurti means the sons of Dharma, namely Nara, Narayana, Hari, and Krishna. And he also gives a reference from the Devi Bhagavad Purana, 4th canto, 5th chapter, which is very interesting that a Vaishnava Acharya is quoting from Devi Bhagavad Purana, which is not counted among the 18 main Puranas and is quoted by the, or is employed by the Shaktas as a competition Bhagavad for Srimad Bhagavad. There's the Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, which establishes Krishna as supreme, and Devi Bhagavat takes many of the same narrations, but retells them with Durga as being supreme. It's something like the Jains and the Buddhists, they take stories of Krishna and Rama and completely retell them in a way which fits with their misunderstandings. Again, from the Madhva Sampradaya, there is a reference to Mantralai Mahaprabhu, who I presume refers to Raghavendra Swami, a great personality who is still worshipped there. He's in his samadhi, his Vrindavan, but he never died. He's several hundred years old, still living there. He was a great author and acharya and philosopher in Madhva Sampradaya. So it refers to one work of his called Prata Sankalpa Yadyam. And he refers to the Chaturmurti he describes them as being in Loka, Veda, Samya, and Ramantargat. Oh, Rama Antargat. Ah, I see. Yeah. So that means he is the forms of Vishnu in the world, in the Vedas, Samir means, it's another name for air, wind, Vayu. And in Rama, in Mahalakshmi. And also in the four parts of the Gayatri Mantra. We'll find some more explanations, something like that in upcoming names. In an upcoming name we'll have another. So he gives the understanding, the Vaikuntha Rupa of the Paramatma resides in Vaikuntha. The Narayana Paramatma in here in this terminology means, it's just the basic meaning of the Supreme Soul. It doesn't it's similar to what we call Paramatma, but there are some nuanced differences in different sampradayas understandings. So Vaikuntha, the form that the Supreme Lord is called Vaikuntha, and he resides in Vaikuntha. The Supreme Lord, going by the name Narayana, resides in Shvetadvip. The Supreme Lord, by the name Vasudeva, resides on Anantasana, on the snake bed of Ananta. And the Bimba Rup, Paramatma, resides in all the jivas in the material world. Bimba means manifestation, pratibimba, reflection. And hence, they say, Vishnu is called Chatur Atma. And then again from the Madhva Sampradaya, Vishnu is called Chaturmurti because he has four forms, as Atma, Antaratma, Gyanatma, and Paramatma. And it's not explained anymore. It's technical language according to their Sampradaya's analysis of Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, the science of God. Srimad Acharya, which in Madhva terminology means Srimadva Acharya, states in his Gita Tatparya Nirnay, one of his famous and often quoted verses, his commentary on Gita, commentary on Gita. He states, Eka Murti Chatur Murti Atava Pancha Murtika Dwadashadi Prabhedo Va Pujate Sajanai Harihi. Here's the word Sajan, but in the translation is given as Sattvic people. Sattvic people, or Sajan, they worship Hari as one form, four forms, or five forms, 12 forms, Dwadash Adi, and maybe more forms also. And then, again, Vasudeva, they say, Vasudeva Sankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha. And we'll be hearing more of these four in discussions of upcoming names. So that is a meditation on the four-formed Lord. He's another name we know very well. Here we have Chaturmurti. We also have Anantarupam, Advaitam Achutam Anadim, Anantarupam. He has unlimited forms, but from the viewpoint of tattva, or understanding, maybe tattva can be, say, categorization. Maybe that's one possible translation of this very important but very elusive word, very, very hard to exactly translate it into English. Maybe Chaturmurti. I finished, but one more thought came to my mind, and in the middle of saying it, I thought of something else, and then I lost it. Matasmriti Gyanam Apohanam Cha. From me, Krishna says, comes memory, intelligence, forgetfulness. So maybe he wasn't so happy with the point I was going to make. Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyas Charkipa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Actually, I think I'll add something to that, and you can include this in the recording, is that that can happen. There's one on much, much greater personalities than myself. Unlimitedly greater. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, once he was speaking, he would often speak, he would just get completely absorbed. He would forget time, place, circumstance, everything. He would just go on speaking. And one time he was speaking in a particularly inspired way, and he just came out of his trance momentarily and saw Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj saying there, get a pen and paper, write this down. And then he went on talking. And then after he spoke, he said, did you get it? Did you get it? Did you write it down? I said, well, Sridhar Maharaj says, oh, well, there wasn't paper and pen available. Paper and pencil, it would be more likely at that time. So it wasn't written. And then, oh, he was, Saraswati Thakur said, oh, something came through me. And now I can't recall the way, what I said, I can't recall, but there was some current was flowing through me at the time. Now I can't recall in the same way. Some wonderful realization came to him. We also know in the Gita commentary, I believe, as far as I remember, of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that the last few pages were eaten by a rat. So he, Vishwanath Chakravarti said that offering obeisance to Ganesh, who is carried on a rat, I'll just leave it at that, leave my commentary finished there. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charkripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakang padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatam etat aham bravimi hei sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Goranga Chandra Charane Kurutanu Ragaha Parivadatu Jano Yatatata Vananu Mukaro Navayang Vicharayamaha Hari Rasa Madhirama Dati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvishama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.